Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofty.
How many of us would even think of having cardiac surgery, spinal surgery, or organ surgery without anesthesia? The answer is no one in their right mind. Now, what if I told you that these types of surgeries are becoming routine in children as young as 20 weeks of gestation? Notice I didn't say 20 weeks old, but rather 20 weeks of gestation. These children are still in their mother's womb, and because of rapid advances in technology, we're now able to correct life-threatening birth defects before the child is even born. That's great news for the children and their parents, but as with so many advances in technology, it raises ethical concerns. Chief among them is the child's ability to detect pain and what can be done to alleviate suffering during potentially life-saving in utero surgery. To that end, we're supporting House Bill 479, sponsored by Representative Al Ochevsky from Kalispell. Representative Ochevsky also happens to be an orthopedic surgeon, which gives him special insight into this area of medicine. As he said in a recent lecture, fetal surgery was nearly unheard of in Montana as recently as 5 years ago and was still extremely rare as recently as 3 years ago. While still not routine, it's becoming more and more prevalent, forcing us to deal with some of the side issues, including the recognition and alleviation of pain. Research shows that the ability to feel pain begins with the development of the cerebral cortex, and by 20 weeks, the cortex is mature enough for pain to become an issue. Research also shows that fetal surgery conducted without anesthesia results in increased trauma, delayed healing, and higher fetal mortality. With that in mind, House Bill 479 does three things. First, it requires determination of the exact gestational age of a fetus prior to surgery. Second, it requires the administration of anesthesia prior to any surgery or invasive procedure performed on any fetus whose gestational age is 20 weeks or more. So far, so good. All reasonable people would agree that if a fetus is capable of feeling pain, then we should do everything in our power to alleviate both pain and suffering. Unfortunately, this is where logic and emotion diverge because the third requirement of the bill is that anesthesia be administered prior to aborting any fetus after 19 weeks gestation. As you can imagine, abortion proponents at NARAL and Planned Parenthood are going ballistic. To them, it doesn't matter that abortion after 20 weeks is an invasive procedure that can be felt by the fetus. Once again, we're being asked to hold abortion sacrosanct and treat it differently than any other surgical procedure. Fortunately for the kids involved, it's becoming harder and harder to deny the obvious humanity of the preborn child. It began with advances in in utero photography and continues with advances in fetal surgery. And I predict that in our lifetime, the evidence will become so overwhelming that public pressure will force the courts to overturn Roe v. Wade. But until then, we'll continue to support logical legislation like House Bill 479 that by extension shines a big spotlight on America's most abhorrent surgical procedure. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofty reminding you that this government is your government and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.